This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Business Success Tips. This is your absolutely free but super valuable business weekly therapy session to get you off your duff and doing what you should be doing, you know you should be doing.
Quit your job and start a business.
Dude.
Oh, choke. I get the wine.
So we are on part two tonight of Chantel Lopez and Kristen Yupin-Lotz of the Pilates Collective were kind enough to come back again. We were talking with them last week, if you tuned in and listened. We were talking about their local business in Sebastopol, California, near where we are in Santa Rosa, California, and just talking about what they do and how to do it better, how to come up with an elevator pitch, express their business, close their clients. And I think this week what we'd like to do with the two of you, Chantel and Kristen, is to dive into the guts of the business a little bit more and some of the challenges you're having. We've talked about some challenges last week.
Now, what's your elevator pitch, Chantel? Tell me. What? You better get it right.
You had a week.
You had a week.
I just gave it to you.
Feel better, live longer.
Pilates is the key to feeling better and living longer.
Bullshit. It's where older people go to feel young.
He knows it. That's true.
Older people.
Okay, so we've established that Pilates is where older people go to feel young. So now...
where everybody goes to feel young.
No, because
right?
That's not your market.
But what if it
but
is?
Old people.
Can I say what I wanted to say on the...
Yes, absolutely.
This is what we've been thinking a lot about. One of the reasons that our studio does very well in our market is that people don't feel intimidated to come in, that people who are not in perfect shape, who are older and need Pilates, even though they may not ever be that perfect, young, fabulous-looking person, you should feel good in your body no matter where you are. And even though that may be your goal, you should be able to walk in today and not feel intimidated.
Now, this is really important because this is why Curves is so successful.
Right.
Okay.
And that's our market.
That's why my elevator pitch is brilliant. Because if you go where older people go to feel young, that makes all the people older feel good. You're going to lose the teeny boppers. You don't care.
Yeah,
If we have that poster child who looks perfect, one of the things in the Pilates world is everybody looks very perfect. And many people think, I can't do Pilates because I don't look like that.
But you're selling, I mean, just kidding, you're selling an image.
This is your poster child.
The poster child is not somebody who's some hot 30-year-old chick.
I think you're saying the same thing here, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 60-plus, people don't use 60-plus people as poster children normally.
Right.
Yeah.
So we want the real person to be represented too in our marketing. So that you say, oh, that's me. I could go in there. I could walk into that chic Pilates studio and be accepted, even though I don't look like the poster child.
So let's talk about the marketing. Let's move forward because we have other things. I know these guys have business challenges. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a lot with video. They're interested in video. In fact, I hooked them up. So quick aside here. So we are doing MarshallSkill.com. I'm actually doing this with Chantel's husband, Carlos. And we're doing martial arts videos for our style of kung fu that we study. And we're doing an online community that is a university. It's an online university, interactive, video lessons, built-in chat. There's a slideshow. You can interact with people watching the same video, the whole thing. It's this really cool company that we're dealing with. And I turned them on to Chantel and vice versa because they didn't have anybody doing Pilates. So this is an avenue for them to break out of the local business. Like when you met with me and you said, you're like a rock star that owns a bakery. Why do you want to talk about making donuts? I want to talk to you. We've heard this story, right? And the thing was about going bigger than the local 40. Hey, you got 40 hours a week in your schedule. Congratulations. You're going to run out of inventory. Right. And that's the only money you're ever going to make. Right. So for them, I'm asking this question on their behalf, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but because I've talked to Chantel about it, is how do they go beyond their limitations and also get out of the business and make
what
the
I would
business
do
make
is,
money?
Is do everything you're doing.
Me?
No, your university.
Okay, the online
you
video
start
thing.
Pilates University with a tagline, Pilates, where older people go to feel young. You pitch the hell out of that, and you use all the technology you've already developed and just convert it to Pilates. It's all transferable.
Right, which this company developed. Sorry, it's not mine.
It's a total template. That whole technology can be converted to Pilates where older people go to feel young. And that's your market. You pitch that, you talk about it, and anybody who's older wants to feel young, which is like a gazillion people, go there to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you trademark it, that it's your kind of Pilates, then it's going to be special. It's short enough to where you can, you know, use it as a tagline. Mm-hmm. And what is the name of your, sorry, remember, what is the name?
The studio?
The studio. Pilates Collective.
Pilates Collective.
Okay.
Is the studio.
So if it's Pilates Collective, where older people go to feel young, and then you push the collective as that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's where everybody goes online, whatever, and you push blogs and Twitter and the whole social media bit. And that becomes a community where older people go to feel young. And that's what, you take all the people that are older that want to feel young into your community. And you have success stories. You know, I'm 75 and have my first kid. I mean, whatever the heck it is. But that you keep pushing, like, The Biggest Loser success stories. Because that is traditional way you push weight loss. It's work. And it's
are we working. Shutting out the young people if we say it?
Fine. You want to shut out the young people because that's not your market. You could lose everybody under 30 and it doesn't matter.
But it's true because, I mean, unless...
Well,
you
I mean,
guys
people
said
under
40,
30
60.
Don't really have disposable income.
And I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean,
right.
You've got to know your target
right,
market.
You have
market.
To know your market. You shouldn't worry
about
it. I have
a 7-year-old client, actually.
It doesn't matter.
Well, here's my thought is that what we're doing at the studio, what we're doing in Sebastopol in the studio is very different than what the larger vision is, in my mind. Because what we're doing at the studio is we have wonderful teachers. We are building relationships. We're bringing people in from West County and maybe from Santa Rosa. But where we're at now is that we've reached a ceiling. There's just... Mm-hmm. In the market that we're in, we're not really going to do much more. Sebastopol can't support a Pilates studio that's bigger. We've been bigger. That was a mistake. It was too big. It was too much to carry. So the studio is something. It's an entity. It's the foundation. But all this other stuff, this is something else.
Well, to me, the studio is merely a, what do you call it, a model. Where,
yeah,
where people can go, and you could show, you know, if you could actually have videos of the studio, you mm-hmm. could put cameras around, mm-hmm. and people could show. It's sort of like those fix up your house programs where mm-hmm. they have a house that's typical of, you know, all your houses on the planet. Well, you could be the studio, which would be the model studio around the world. Mm-hmm. I could feel like, you know, I'm a member of your studio, even though I'm doing my own thing in Connecticut.
Right. And that is exactly what we've been doing is we built this martial arts studio above our garage, which is very beautiful. And the real usefulness of it now has become about filming in that studio to a worldwide, literally a worldwide audience. We have customers in like 15 different countries right now, wow. Versus the people that come into the studio as students. You can't even compare it anymore. Right. So, but we originally built it for the local thing. But the usefulness has become now as our filming studio.
Because Sebastopol is the yuppie capital of the planet. So,
right. True.
I mean, you can push on Sebastopol and the woman in Connecticut or Beijing or wherever can feel like they're attending your class in Sebastopol, even they're doing it vicariously, you know, in Tibet. Mm-hmm. And that you take that studio and it's merely the model. They've done it for a lot of other classes. Like all the way back to Jack DeLane, mm-hmm. back in those mm-hmm. days, where I feel like I'm going to that class. You can either do it in real time because you can have the class schedule, right. You have videos of the class, it's in real time, and then they can log on and they can take their class, they can put it on their screen, right, and they see the same instructor doing the same cool stuff, and they're participating in the cute little Sebastopol class anywhere on the planet. And that's what the Sebastopol class does. But I still think it pushed the world to feel young, and that became I trademarked that tagline. You got it for free, but I paid a lot of money for it.
Don't anybody else.
All right. If you're on it, you better, you know, go quick, right?
Yeah, 4 weeks until this.
Yeah. So, you know, tagline it, put Pilates. It was Pilates Cooperative, where all people go to the young.
Close enough.
Collective.
Paul and I had a business together for 5 years, and at the end, when we sold the business, and I actually wrote Paul a check for $75,000 for his part of it, he still did not know the name of the company. I'm not shitting you. He did not know the name of the company.
I believe this.
So don't be offended. So
I remember when
if we get $10 million for Tweet Funnel, right, it's going to be me till the day
it's Media Funnel, but
apparently
it's
funny.
I'm scared you remember the name, so that's not a good sign. So I remember when I got the email from Paul when his grandson was born, it has only the subject, the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
You know,
kino.
Okay. So your business model could be that. And then what you want to do is close people to tune in. And then you got to figure out a way to make money. That's the key. And that could be subscription model, $5 a month, $10 a month, you know, freemium model where it's free for then it goes into whatever if you want to actually see the participate in the class. Mm-hmm. But then you've got to find another business model where people have taken a video something and gone, you know, with it. Who's the guy that you've read before who's been really successful with the tracking of his stuff? What's his name?
With tracking of what?
He tracks people's physical exercise.
Oh, Chris Watson.
With,
yeah.
Anyhow, he's made a lot of money.
What's he do?
He has a site for people, athletes, to track their progress. Mm-hmm. And I'll look it up. He was on the show a long time ago.
He was making, I think, $35,000 a month, and he was working 3 hours a week. Not a bad model.
Yeah.
And he's probably making $100,000 a month and working 4 hours a week. But it was a site where people tracked their progress and something, I don't know if it was called.
Yeah, well, just keep going.
The point is, you need to take a model like that.
Fitnessjournal.com.
Fitnessjournal. Don't reinvent the wheel. This could be the Pilates journal. And, you know, take something that you know works, a business model that makes sense, and then repurpose it to your business. Mm-hmm. So take the fitness journal, which is a given works model, and make it the Pilates journal.
Well, are you talking about on the video side?
No, I'm talking about the whole business model. Because unless the thing makes money, unless you want to give it away, it doesn't why bother? Except unless you want to help humanity. So if you had the fitness journal except this Pilates journal, you could use whatever's transferable from that. You could take your model of the university and take what's transferable from that. And you want to build a movement around and a community around older people that want to feel young. And there's, God knows, bazillions.
And okay, so, and let's talk about, because we're talking about the difference between, you have your local business, which is your little Petri dish, and we live in beautiful Sonoma County, and it's small, and it's cute, and you guys have the yippies, you know, the hippies, yuppies, and it's a small audience, it's a small town.
Right.
And so you're limited. And you're limited with your space. You said you tried to go bigger. That mm-hmm. was hard. It's hard to support that. You're not in San Francisco. And, you know, even that, that's a whole other thing, too. Different rent. So the local business part is going to have its limits. But it keeps you sharp. It keeps you active in the community. It's a place to sharpen your tools. Mm-hmm. And that's why I still teach in the studio. You know, I want to pursue my art. But I also need to keep those tools sharp. But then it's, I think that if you want to capture the information, the content, in perpetuity, mm-hmm. that's a smarter thing because there's leverage.
Right.
You record it once and it exists forever.
Right.
Because the stuff you do, like the stuff that I do, does not overturn. It's mm-hmm. like the same thing is going to be valid 5 or 10 years from now. I mean, things go on, but you can always add more content. And it gets you outside of the box because right. people can buy it any time of the day or night in any part of the world forever. Mm-hmm. Whereas people can only come to your 1 o'clock class on Saturday at 1 o'clock on Saturday and right. that's it and it's gone. You know, and so it's a Tibetan sand sculpture. And so, and people get older and they move on and, you know, maybe don't have access. And so it gives you an opportunity to build this other thing in parallel that could really represent more. Yeah. It also makes you more prestigious because you've mm-hmm. got the online community for Pilates
well,
worldwide.
Can I ask a question? One of yeah. the things that we've been thinking about and looking at all the other sites available, and there is plenty of content out there. It's pretty new. But lots of it is very, very serious with very, very beautiful people doing absolutely perfect Pilates. And what Chantel and I think that we could offer is, like you said, our community, our realness, and maybe even introducing people who weren't so perfect doing the work so that people felt more like they could be
Pilates for the rest of us.
Exactly.
But it's not so serious. If I go back to where older people feel young, mm-hmm. you need to have older people that look and feel young. Mm-hmm. That needs to be...
Can we have somebody on their way, too?
That's... But it's sort of...
Because the work has to be modified for people who are not there yet. So they're looking at a model of a person who's already super fit, and they're trying to mimic their movements, and they shouldn't
Well, the class...
Right, because like, what is it like when I start and I suck?
Well,
and
right,
I'm
exactly.
not flexible.
The class can be of all those kinds of people. I think I should put a model together... Where people can literally, you know, what do your classes normally cost?
From a class can be from $10 to $45.
And what is like the monthly fee if you want to join?
We have unlimited classes for $165.
Is that a month?
A month, yes.
Okay. I would make it $10 a month, unlimited classes attend on video. So it's very inexpensive for anybody for $10 a month or, you know, a nominal fee. They can attend all your classes. You have a video, and you get video releases from everybody that attends your class as part of what you do.
Right.
And that you just do the thing online. So I can show up, and you have so many classes a day, and I'm going to get used to seeing the same people in class. I'm going to have, like, class friends, you know, mm-hmm. and you can have chat or whatever. But I can become a member of the 3 o'clock class, mm-hmm. and I just happen to do it in Connecticut. And I can watch it by video in real time, mm-hmm. and you can store the classes later if you want to go back and do it again. But I'm going to get the feeling that I am a member of the Sebastopol studio mm-hmm. yeah. because of I'm in Connecticut.
Is there a logistic issue with the requirements of the equipment? Because those classes would have to be without the equipment, because you can't assume they're going to have
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about mat work. I mean,
mat work.
But we also have a springboard, which is we have classes of 6. Which, if somebody had a springboard,
you should sell them
the springboard. You can offer that if you have the equipment. Because
yeah, we could have a link to our website.
And as a member, you get a discount.
Because people can buy the stuff, or they can do it on a mat or whatever. Mm-hmm. But create the $180 experience for 10. So there's a huge leverage in value.
And you've opened your market up to the world instead of Sebastopol.
Right, and it's such a small number that it's sort of a no-brainer if
right.
you're really interested.
Well, we're going to take a break right here, and we'll be back. And we're talking with the folks from the Pilates Collective in Sebastopol, California. You can find them online at pilatescollective.com. And we'll be right back on Business Success Tips. We are back on BST, and we are talking with Chantel and Kristen from Pilates Collective.
Where?
Older people get laid? What?
I got my goddamn 2 weeks for the beard.
30
steps to get laid.
For only $10.
You don't feel young, absolutely, right? You know, sex and weight loss.
$9.99.
Right.
Sex and weight loss do sell. Now, I think, and there's a reason why those sites consistently do business. Like, I mean, you look
at
like
the keywords.
There's
a reason why 80% of the internet's porn.
Because
right,
exactly.
Never achieves
porn
it, so they have to go
loss.
Back and buy it again.
So there are other shows in the Personal Life Media Network that this show is hosted on, and there are probably like 30 shows total. And I get the monthly report numbers, and I mean, like the Buddhist Geek show does really well, which is a really cool show. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why Buddhism is huge. But other than that, like, the weight loss shows own. They just, you cannot touch them because there's so much interest in it. So you got to go where the masses are.
And
the market
I think we're all going to go for young, because that is a for sure winner. You cannot object to that. I mean, what older person doesn't want to feel young? I mean, that's like impossible to argue. It's a
right.
non-arguable truth. And if you can actually deliver and build that, you'll be a gazillionaire. I mean, because that's the fountain of youth everybody's looking for. And the truth is, I mean, how does one stay in shape? They eat right and they exercise. That's it. You're done. Why is it a multi-billion dollar industry? Everybody knows the goddamn answer already. It all has to do with changing behavior. And what you can say is one way to change your behavior is join a class.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, joining a class can be difficult because you have kids, or you can't commute, or you mm-hmm. live in Connecticut.
Or it's too expensive.
Or it's too expensive, or whatever. You're removing the barriers mm-hmm. from why everybody can't join a Pilates class. You've taken it and opened it to the world, and all the other people can feel younger because they can do the Pilates and do the course. All they have to have is a computer, and you're done.
So if I was going to walk out tonight, and Chris and I were going to say, let's do this. Let's just start now. We can we just do it. My concern is, the idea is brilliant. I mean, I love it. But in the studio, it has the potential to ruin the feel of the studio if there's a camera in the studio.
No, it doesn't. People will not, first, they will not notice the camera, and they'll get over it. And mm-hmm. if you're looking at the big picture, people would get over, they don't even notice it. I mean, you can't go anywhere you're not on foot. Any store you go into, where you're on video all the time. Any bank, you're on video all the time. We are on video
all the time.
Yeah,
but you're not exposing your vulnerabilities. You're not exposing your body. I think it has the potential for creating some to be problematic with what we have in the studio, unless there are certain classes that we say these are recorded classes, and then people just choose.
They want to be.
Yeah,
that
they
way,
want to come. They want to
get a little
kickback.
What you can do,
yeah. They get a reward.
You can also,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If
build
people,
up to a
if people
free
sign
classes.
A release, they get a 20% discount
right.
on
yeah,
recorded
yeah.
classes. I mean, there's a reason people want to do that.
So, right. Yeah, I have a question, though. Right? I mean, I get, like, I guess I'm not getting, especially because I do this business, and so like, I'm the model, right? And I don't film during my classes with multiple students. I bring one stage student in, usually your husband or one of my other Kung Fu brothers, Pat, and we film together with one cameraman, and it's not during a class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering why that would be beneficial, because really what I want to see is a teacher doing it. It's very difficult to have lots of subjects in the shot, and it needs to be, you need to be focused in on what that person's doing with their body. You have to zoom in. So lots of people in the room doesn't really, I don't think,
well,
why is that important?
These are all led by a teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a small class too. They're never very
oh,
large.
Oh, how
it's
many
like
people?
6 to 10 people.
Still though, I don't see why I need
well,
to see six
the,
to ten
the,
people
there's,
versus
there's
one person.
There's two ways to look at it. One is, if I just see the instructor, I'm going to miss out feeling part of a group.
That's right. That and
you're trying to build community.
Okay.
That's what we can offer. That's
because
different.
All I'm doing is watching an instructor, which doesn't differentiate you from everybody else showing instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do both. I'm not sure which would work. You could just have a picture of instructor, or you can have a picture of the instructor in the class. But I'm trying to build community.
Okay.
And,
so here,
and
let
I
me,
want to see the fat person in the room that I can relate to. Because if you look at the
right.
traditional way of showing fitness classes, there's always a damn group.
Okay, but here's the thing. Hold on. Let's talk about the specifics of what we're doing here so that this conversation makes sense. It's going to be pre-recorded. It's not going to be live. If we're doing
mm-hmm.
a live Ustream.tv type production, then it makes sense to like interact with us online. That means they have to have a computer next to the machine or the mat, or it gets kind of weird. If in the Fugu model, which is what we're talking about, which is this online university thing, that it would be pre-recorded, it's in perpetuity, it exists forever.
Okay.
Hold on. And they would be interacting in terms of the chat, watching a lesson, and then they can interact with the chat. That's set up for that. The console's there, it's built in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that community aspect being in the room doesn't really matter, because those people aren't actually there anymore. It's not happening in real time. Whereas if I'm looking at Chantel and she's talking to me on the camera, and the people who are watching it are the community live in that moment in the university classroom, which is online, then I'm getting community. But the lesson drives the conversation, which is live, not the people in the room who are in the room at the time of the recording, who I can't actually talk to anyway.
Well,
why is that
live has a mistake? Why in the hell is American Idol live? They could record the damn thing and nobody would know the difference, but because it's live,
there could be a mistake.
It has a
well,
different.
Catch that.
It still has a different impact. There is a different impact if somehow I feel like somewhere in the universe, in real time, maybe it's psychic, whatever it is, we're doing this thing together. They're in California doing it. I'm in Cincinnati doing it, and we're versus watching a recorded show. It has a certain cachet that recorded stuff doesn't have. Now, I don't know what that's worth. You'd have to do some tests to find out.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, if I can feel like I'm part of the community, I'm not saying you can't do it later too, but you want to create as much as possible the experience. You don't necessarily have to have feedback or anything else. You can hook up a camera, and I've got a video system I use, and it's like $200 a month, and you can do live video to a gazillion people. And they'll record it and all that kind of stuff, and it's very inexpensive. It's called megameeting.com. But the point is, if you did that, you don't even have to have... Just the fact that people know that it's live, I think makes a difference. Now, I can't tell you, that's just a gut feeling I have, but if you do that and you show the room, they'll know somewhere... I mean, I hate to use a porno example, but why do people have, you know, chat and all that kind of crap, or you watch live videos versus watching a movie? Because there's some weird sense of coolness that we're in real time together. And I don't know how it works. But I think it has a certain cachet to it that This is a video of the class we did last Thursday.
Well, here's an idea, because I see what Sean is saying, and I've seen the Marshall Skills video, and I see the value in that. And I see the value in the class situation, whether it's live or pre-recorded. I think in a class situation, you have an opportunity, you have a lot of teaching opportunity. I mean, besides the building the community, I mean, anybody, anywhere, anytime, mm-hmm. you, within a class, if it's a class of five people, you have lots and lots of really juicy moments to go, this is hurting me. Why is it hurting me? Well, try this. And you're speaking directly to the thousand other people that are having the exact same issue at the exact same time. So I think there's a lot of depth in having a class recorded for a lot of different body types, a lot of different fitness levels. And then the potential from there is that you record the class, and perhaps as a supplement, there's a 5-minute lesson or three 5-minute lessons.
You could have, you know, you could have separate lessons that people could like just see the instructor.
Yes, exactly. So there's a breakdown. Okay, remember in yesterday's class or the class that happened earlier, so-and-so is dealing with sciatic pain. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit how in this exercise you deal with sciatic pain. It could be 2 minutes. It could be a minute and a half. Mm-hmm. So that there's the community, there's the class, there's all that learning opportunity, there's all of that really real dialogue that happens, and then there's the very specific break it down, let me see the body that does it well, that knows how to do it, and then I get better. Mm. And if I'm not getting better, I'm not going to keep doing it.
So now we need a vision.
Mm.
Okay.
Older people.
No, that's not a vision. That is an elevator pitch. Okay, so what's the elevator pitch?
Where older people go to feel younger.
Go to feel young, right? Now we're talking about a vision, all right? To me, the vision would be...
30 ways to get laid?
Well, 30 feet.
30 ways, 30 feet, 30 steps.
No, get laid in 30 steps. What was she
saying?
Well, she said, come with me and get laid.
That sounds like a long journey, yeah.
But I think she meant to the class. So what I would say is to build... We have the world's largest online Pilates community. That's a vision that is different from everything else.
Sure.
So if you can achieve the world's largest online Pilates community, you're there. And that's the vision,
mm-hmm.
which is much different than
right.
the rest
sure,
of the
yeah.
right?
I just,
and that's a that's a pretty that's a pretty clear vision. Does that mean a million people? I don't know what the world's largest online community is. But that becomes the vision of the site, of everything you do. It, you know, when you're going a direction, it's the guiding light.
Mm-hmm.
If this is helping us build the world's largest online Pilates community, we do it. If it doesn't, we don't. And it becomes, the vision becomes the thing you sort of vet all of your decisions through to make sure that you're headed in the right direction.
So I'm going to give you guys some specific tips about working with these guys in this video platform.
I had an hour-long conversation with Jeff.
With Jeff?
Yesterday.
Good, he's the CEO. Okay. So are you guys going to start it as a training center or a university? Because it's an upfront cost.
We're going to come back together because we were talking about that Kristen and I alone don't have the leverage at this point to draw in traffic. Hmm. I mean, we haven't even developed video content at this point. So there's our site doesn't draw enough people into it to launch video content from our site. So the potential is to work with a larger organization that we're already affiliated with to sponsor a university.
Okay.
So right now, Kristen and I need to dive into the logistics of that, because what we're talking about, what I talked about with Jeff, is that there's nothing, you can't do Pilates teacher training online. You can't certify people to teach Pilates online. But what's not out there is a site or a place for people to go to really, like we're talking about, build community, to practice at home, to build their practice, maintain their practice at home. The organization that we're affiliated with, that we're faculty members for, they're brilliant. They're expanding all the time, but they don't have this component. They have some free podcasting, but they don't have the comprehensive support of really building a home practice. They sell DVDs and they sell all the props. And
I have the world. I should be paying thousands. I know how to do this and get it to like a million really fast.
Do tell.
How do I get paid for this? That's my problem. I couldn't even get laid. No, that's okay.
So your wife is pregnant.
My wife is pregnant. No, she can't say that. Okay, laid, okay, I'm sorry. Just kidding. Okay. We digress. There's how many Pilates classes on the planet?
I can't even tell you.
Okay. How many of those Pilates classes have websites of any kind?
I would say 60% of them.
So there's how many Pilates
have
websites?
Have classes online?
No, how many?
Have classes online?
No, no, no. How many Pilates websites are on the planet?
Oh.
1,000? 2,000?
I don't have any
many
idea.
Thousands.
Many thousands, okay. Probably.
Some of
what
them
if you cut
sad.
An affiliate deal with every Pilates website on the planet that for, do a 50% revenue share, you charge 10, they get 5. That for every person they send you that signs up, they get $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you go to every Pilates website on the planet because they don't have an affiliate program. And they got nothing to lose because the people are not going to like not go to their class and do this, right? And their website's sort of useless because it doesn't do anything.
Right.
But if you had 1,000 websites, and everybody thought sent you one person a month, mm-hmm. which is not unreasonable, mm-hmm. and you had an affiliate program for every Pilates website on the planet that said, you know, do Pilates at home, learn more, and you gave them a button, and it sent them through, and they got the first month free, and then it was, you know, freemium model, and then after that, they put in their, what I like is they put in your credit card, the first month's $1, and then after that, it kicks up to $10.
Yeah, and Jeff, I don't know if he told you this, but I asked him about a subscription model, because I'm really interested in that. Mm-hmm. Hey, they're doing right now, like the Gracies for Jiu-Jitsu,
right, right.
It's all like $8 a lesson,
right.
Buy per lesson,
right.
And he said that sometime this summer, they're supposed to eventually launch a subscription membership type model.
He didn't
model.
Mention that.
Okay, so I don't know.
It's not that tough. You can do it.
Well, they have to do it. They're relying on their e-commerce system. So
okay.
She's going to have to. They're
my
have
guess
to
is that you could probably convince them to do that because it would be revenue for them. But then what happens is everybody that signs up, you go get every affiliate Pilates site on the planet. They all put a thing that says practice at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learn here button. It goes to your site. It explains the way it works. It says sign up for $1 for the first month. It goes on PayPal. After that, PayPal only charges like $30 to do it, $30 to get the reoccurring thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time that person signs up and you get $10, they get 5. I know it would work. And you just need 1,000 sites to sign up. And that's how you get your traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Because all those people have already showed an interest. And you've already got your built-in market. And I think, I know that.
That's pretty brilliant. It is. That really is.
And that's your marketing strategy.
Because there are thousands of tiny little websites out there.
Right.
They don't have much going on, mm-hmm. but they have a little website.
And every studio,
content.
I think, is in the same position that we're in, is that they're so busy teaching in the studio and running their business that they don't have time to develop
right.
home practice.
So if I came to you in your web, if I came to you and said, look, here's the deal. If you put this button on your site, every person that you send us, we'll do a revenue share 50-50. And if you send us 10 people a month, that's $50 a month, and it's free money to you.
Right. And you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. Just put the button on your site, and you're done.
This is really important, and actually, I'm listening to this advice, too, and I'm thinking, because I haven't done anything. Yeah, totally. Hey,
how can I charge?
The universe.
Thanks, Paul.
Will pay you back.
Yes, that's right. You're trusting in
everybody
that,
everybody call
right?
Paul. Hire
that's
him.
Right. The answer? sorry. But yeah, I know.
He's going to tell you to read the answer.
Yeah, you should read the answer, Paul. You know, because I think the affiliate thing is good, and it's leveraging OPT, other people's traffic, because that's what we don't have, is we have like tons of income. Like, we've got, you know, a YouTube community on our side that we've already built. You know, we get some traffic off that, and there's lots of keywords that people search on, and that's great, and there's community. But I want more. Like, I want everybody who's doing Kung Fu to find out about martial skill.
Mm-hmm.
And but you want to help the other guy, and the other guy wants money, mm-hmm. and they want to monetize their traffic. Because
mm-hmm.
they might have traffic, but no money, which, by the way, is the normal condition for those site owners. So you can research that. I can research that. We can identify the sites that are getting decent traffic
mm-hmm.
based on the Alexa rankings and so forth, and other sites that track that, and then compete.com and so forth, find them and approach them and say, I want to give you 50% of what
and
know,
I would do there. Every I would my mission would be every Pilates site on the planet has our button that says, you know, do Pilates at home, learn more. Mm-hmm. That then that becomes an action item to the vision.
Right.
Yep. And that is all the time we have this week. Okay. I know, it goes quick. We're way over, but good info. Thank you, Paul.
Certainly.
If you appreciated the content in this episode, send Paul a drink. Via our website at businesssuccesstips.org. You can buy him a drink or us around if you
would like. Or if you want to sign up for Dream Business Coaching, hallelujah.
Dreambusinesscoaching.com. And if you want to learn how to do a 350-year-old style of kick-ass martial arts, go to martialskill.com. And if you want to funnel your media,
go to media.com.
And if you're old and you want to feel younger
and get laid more often,
that's right.
I'm adding my own.
That's right.
Right. PilatesCollective.com.
That's it.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BSTpodcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption.